This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. EAA Chairman and President Tom Poberesny confirms he's on an upcoming ballot to become a director of Garmin Limited. The election will be held at a shareholders meeting May 20th. The U.S. Department of Transportation has denied the requests of five airlines for exemption from the new rule limiting tarmac strandings. As a result, all U.S. carrier flights covered by the rule will be subject to its terms effective this coming Thursday, April 29th. Hawaiian Airlines and the International Association of Machinists say union members have approved a new four-year contract with the airline. The FAA wants to end the exemption for VLJs from the function and reliability flight testing required of larger aircraft. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has issued an ANPRM to start the process of ending the era of leaded aviation fuel. Boeing has received expanded type inspection authorization for the Dreamliner, which means the FAA is okaying the company's teams to participate in the final testing needed for certification. Boeing has responded to the Pentagon's extension of a bid deadline for the KCX aerial tanker with a statement expressing its hope for, quote, a fair and transparent competition free of any additional changes intended to accommodate a non-U.S. prime contractor, unquote. Kinetics Ion Propulsion Team has won the Arthur C. Clarke Award for creating a practical ion drive. And the U.S. Navy celebrated Earth Day yesterday with a test flight of the Green Hornet, an FA-18 powered by a blend of petroleum and camelina-based biofuel. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, the final part of Randy Babbitt's address at AEA 2010, featuring Q&A with the audience. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.